Sound 1.
Friday. Sport.
Good evening, welcome to Friday Sport. In the next half hour, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. And of course, it's Betfred Cup semi-final day tomorrow with the Dons in lunchtime Hampden action against Greenock Morton. And Dave G, you've been chatting with the manager.
Yes, and Derek told me that what he's been getting from his players of late has been excellent.
There's been goals, there's been some clean sheets. I think a lot of players finding their form and playing to a high level. So all that is what we're hoping we can produce again Saturday. But you know, we're just trying to play the game rather than play the occasion. It's just for us, it's just about trying to get the job done well. And you know, hopefully, as I say, we're good enough on a day to beat a good Morton team.
Morton's a club that's very close to your heart, obviously, but that'll go right out the window.
Absolutely.
For 90 minutes at least, won't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely. No, that will always be there, but my job's to get Aberdeen to a cup final and hopefully go and win it. And we're looking forward to the game. You know, I think the players have done well to put themselves in this position. It's our third League Cup semi now in 4 years. We've won one and lost one, and we don't need any reminding how the vast difference of winning and losing in a semi-final, you know, and for me that's what it's all about. And you know, we want to play well, we want to go and show ourselves in the best light, but it's all about winning the game and nothing changes from that. It's you know, so hopefully we can get to our second League Cup final in the last 4 seasons. Hopefully the maturity and experience of my team and the big games we've had and the demands we've had on us over the last few seasons helps. It doesn't give us any guarantee to go and win the game, but you know, I always think in the semi-final, it's got to handle the expectation, make sure you're confident enough with your work. But also, I want my team to be the team that everybody says at the end of the game, they're the team that wanted it more, they ran the hardest, worked the hardest, won more challenges. That should be, hopefully, for my team. And if we can do that and produce what we're capable of, hopefully we can win the game.
Does it add to the pressure at all, Derek, that you've reached a few semi-finals, but you've only won the one trophy? Does that add to the pressure at all for you?
Oh, well, we've lost two semi-finals and won one. In the League Cup, it's our third semi-final in 4 years. I think that's good going, to be honest. As I said to you, we've won one of those and lost one. We went on to win the trophy that year with the one we won. So to reach four semi-finals in the last 3 and a bit years is, I think, a huge improvement in what was getting served up here previously. So most Aberdeen teams going into a semi-final would be classed as favourites. Unless you're against the Old Firm, not ordinarily history show you Aberdeen have been favourites and hold that tag. But whether we're favourites or whether we're underdogs, we feel we're good enough to go and get another trophy. We've got it all to do and hopefully we can show that on Saturday.
Now, skipper Ryan Jack also had a chat with me. Great to see him back in contention. And he says he'd love nothing more than to hold some silverware aloft.
As a captain at the start of the season, you want to see yourself winning trophies. You want to see yourself the one up there that's lifting a trophy while your teammates beside you and the coaching staff. There's no doubt, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves and say that's there. It could be there, but we've got a big game and a big occasion to take care of first.
Obviously, Ryan, this week, the excitement, the anticipation has been building day by day. Has it been tricky at all to take a step back from that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's always, you always get an extra wee bounce when it's a cup week, because it's having a wee break from the league and knowing that we're going to be going to Hampden and there's a cup final at stake, it does have a different feel. But we've trained well all week and it's how we've always done it, like week in, week out. We've not changed nothing, so it's a big game, we know that, and it's one that the players are definitely looking forward to.
Good evening, welcome to Friday Sport on North Sound 1. I'm Dave McDermott, joining me Dave Galloway, as who we've already heard from, and also Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, Hampden semi-finals, there are always lots of anticipation, but in recent times it's not been the happiest hunting ground for us.
No, it hasn't. You have to go way back to 2000 when we beat Hibs 2-1 to reach the Scottish Cup final to find Aberdeen's last successful semi-final at Hampden. But hey, history's history. It's all about the here and now. And I think when you're going into a game against a Championship side on the back of 2-4-0 league wins, you've got to feel confident, albeit it's a decent opposition team that we're going to face, who showed their class by beating Queen of the South 5-0 at Palmerston last Saturday. So no complacency, I'm quite sure, from anybody in the Aberdeen ranks. A lot of the fans are probably looking at it and saying, oh, it's a foregone conclusion, we're going to win this one and then we're going to play Rangers or Celtic in the final. But that's not the atmosphere that you're getting from the Airdrie camp at all. They are very, very focused in this game, and they know that they've got to put on as good a performance as they've put in the last two league games if they're to proceed to the final next month.
Dave, there's been much said and written about the choice of venue and the kick-off times, but almost 11,000 Aberdeen fans there, less than 4,000 Morton fans, but you can be sure that the Red Army that are present tomorrow lunchtime will make themselves heard.
Yeah, they certainly will. They deserve a medal for going through the hoops, jumping through the hoops, if you pardon the expression, to follow the Dons, the most travelled fans in the country, the best away support in Scotland, without absolute question there. 11,000, I think, is terrific, considering all the hurdles they've got to overcome just to get to Hampden, and I'm sure they won't let the boys down. And, you know, speaking to the manager, speaking to Jacko as well, you know, they're both really determined to send the fans home happy.
And Andrew, you know, there has been times in the past, perhaps, when you've thought, Queen of the South springs to mind, dare we mention that again, that, you know, the character, the backbone of the team could be questioned. But this time you do get a feeling that this team are just going to go about their business. They're going to treat Morton as they would if it was Rangers, Celtic, anywhere else. And you do feel good vibes about tomorrow.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw that last Saturday at Pittodrie on a filthy day for spectating. Probably quite a good day for playing a game of football, to be honest, because the pitch was nice and quick. But the relentless manner in which Aberdeen took Ross County apart showed you that here is a team that is absolutely focused on the job in hand, and that will be the same again tomorrow. I mean, I think regardless of whether County had played the match with 11 players, we know that they went down to 10 after only 22 minutes, but I think Aberdeen would still have blown them off the park the way that they were playing last week. There were one or two sticky spells just before half time. Joe Lewis made two brilliant saves from Michael Gardine. The second one, he did get a touch onto it to put it onto the bar. He has confirmed that with me, so I promised that I would make sure he was given the credit for that save. So if you're listening, Joe, you're getting the credit. But it was important that we didn't let County back into the game, and the second half took a wee bit of time to get going, but you saw the way the team finished the game. They were pouring forward at every opportunity, and when substitutes were brought on, Jaden Stockley scored, as he did down at Dens Park, very quickly after coming onto the pitch. And that sends the message out to everybody in the starting 11. The guys on the bench are ready to take your place if there's any dropping of standards. And I think that, more than anything else, tells me that Aberdeen are ready for this semi-final, and there's not going to be any repeats of past indiscretions, as you mentioned, Queen of the South being the most high-profile one.
Mentioned them twice, so that's enough.
Yes,
so, well, we've heard from the Aberdeen camp. Let's hear from Morton skipper Lee Kilday.
Aberdeen are a very good team. It will be a hard game. We need to go there and just try and compete as best as we can with them and show what we can do on the day. We can't go there and defend for 90 minutes. We need to go out and play as well, and hopefully we can take the game to them and anything can happen. It's a one-off game, semi-final, and but we're looking forward to it. I think because they're favourites, there'll be a bit of pressure on them, but obviously it's a semi-final, so pressure on everybody on TV and that, so there'll be a lot of nerves in the day, but as I said, we're excited for it, and we can't wait. It's a big day for the full club and the town. I'm sure the fans will come in numbers, so it'll be a great day for them. But the buzz in the dressing room and that is great, and these are the games you want to play in. This is why you play football.
Well, Gothenburg great Alex McLeish, he's also been looking ahead to tomorrow, and he's been speaking to the press associations and in Newport.
I think they grew just that year after beating Rangers. Yeah. I think that Aberdeen managed the game really well, and that was for me a key part of Aberdeen's maturity. Mm-hmm. You've got to remember a lot of their boys have been playing together for the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. If you look at the nucleus of that team, yeah, there's a brilliant kind of understanding in there. And Derek's now going and playing with a bit of flair.
You like, look at that boy Madison, the players you're talking about, that can give you that wee bit, that X factor.
Definitely, it's great to have a player of special talent in your team, especially if, you know, if you've got a bunch of soldiers there. Mm. You really need one or two guys that can take that ball and make something happen. And before the game, I was disappointed when Madison wasn't on the team sheet, yeah, but boy, did they do the business when they come on.
Alex McLeish there. Well, Dave, let's tell me the team that you think will start tomorrow afternoon.
Well, it's pretty much a case of if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Joe Lewis in goals at the back, Shea Logan, Mark Reynolds. It doesn't look like Ash Taylor's going to be fit. Mark Reynolds, Anthony O'Connor and Andy Considine. In front of them, Johnny Hayes, Kenny McLean, Graham Shinney and Niall McGinn, with James Maddison playing off Adam Rooney.
Andrew?
Absolutely the same. I quite agree with Dave. The team that basically played the 90 minutes against Ross County did enough to show that they should be the starting 11 for tomorrow.
Okay, your one to watch?
My one to watch is Kenny McLean, because I thought Kenny was right back in top form against Ross County last week, and he's got a wee added incentive being an ex-St Mirren player, that they always like to put one over Morton, because that is the local derby down there, Paisley against Greenock. So I think Kenny will relish the wide open spaces of Hampden Park and will feature very strongly for Aberdeen tomorrow.
And Dave, your one to watch?
I'm going to go for Adam Rooney. Now, there are goals throughout this Aberdeen side, we all know that, but with Adam, given the right service, he's proved time and time again he'll get the goals, and I think he could well be Aberdeen's match winner.
Okay, we'll stay with you for your prediction.
I'm going to go for 2-0 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
I've gone 3-0 in each of the last two games and been a goal out. I'm going to go 3-0 again today and will be absolutely delighted if I'm a goal out.
Okay, and I'd written it down. I've gone 3-0 as well, so none of us see Morton scoring. That's the main thing.
Well, funnily enough, I spoke to Willow Flood, now at Dundee United, of course, down at Brechin for the under 20 game on Tuesday, and he said if Aberdeen score first, he says they'll batter them. He says because Morton would then have to open up and the wide open spaces of Hampden would suit Aberdeen, but he said they work like Trojans. One, it's all in together, and he says the longer that they have something to hold on to, they'll be difficult to break down. But Willow reckoned 3 or 4, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, well, hope Willow is right, and he's not always been right, of course. We'll continue our build up. Of course, it is Aberdeen against Morton, Hampden Park, 12:15 kickoff tomorrow afternoon. We'll continue our build up to the weekend after these. You're listening to North Sound One's Friday Sport. Aberdeen are at the National Stadium tomorrow against Morton, with a place in the Betfred Cup final up for grabs. Then on Sunday, the venue hosts the other, the wee semi, between Celtic and Rangers. That one has a 2:15 kick-off. Andrew, how's it going to go?
I can only see one winner there, and it's Celtic. I don't think Rangers are good enough to stop them. Despite the hiccup in midweek in the Champions League, I think Celtic will win that one by a couple of goals. So 3-1 to Celtic, that would be my prediction.
Dave?
Well, the last time, as we know, Celtic hammered their arch rivals 5-1. The hoops, as Andrew's touched on, they were given a real lesson in midweek by a very classy, very impressive Gladbach. But, you know, there'll be no problems, obviously, getting the heads back up. I don't think it'll be 5-1 this time, but I'll go for a convincing 3-1 win for Celtic.
OK, two games in the SPFL Premiership tomorrow afternoon. Inverness host Kilmarnock, Andrew.
Well, if you'd asked me about this one last week, I'd have said foregone conclusion, Inverness to win, but then Kilmarnock produced that rabbit out of the hat, the shock scoreline of last weekend, winning at St Johnstone. Well, Inverness, of course, went down to Rangers, so I'm going to sit in the fence there and say it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
OK, and the other 3 o'clock kick-off tomorrow, Pitt's Partick Thistle and Ross County, Dave.
Well, a boost, Dave, for the Jags, of course, this week, with Alan Archibald rejecting the chance to go down and manage Shrewsbury. Looking at their record, they've won just one of their last 9 games in League and Cup. Ross County, of course, took a sore one against us last weekend. They'll also be desperate for a much-needed win, but I think neither will get what they're after. A draw here for me, 1-1.
OK, and bizarrely televised on Sunday with a noon kick-off at St Johnstone against Dundee, Andrew.
Yeah, I think... There'll be even fewer than the normal number of people going along to McDermott Park because it's on the telly. Dundee really have got to get their season up and going, because since an opening day win, it's been nothing but doom and gloom at Dens Park. It's not the easiest place to go and get a result, St Johnston, and I think because of their setback against Kilmarnock last week, Tommy Wright will have them really fired up and they will bounce back and they'll beat Dundee. So I think odd goal in three, 2-1 to St Johnston.
And in League One tomorrow afternoon, Peterhead there on the road at Albion Rovers. Here's Blue Toon boss Jim McAnally.
I think Albion's the form team in the league. I think they've won 4 out of 5. We know how difficult a place it is to go with the surroundings and the pitch, etc. So we know it'll be a different type of game. But, you know, by the same token, it's a different type of game for them because, I mean, by all accounts, they played really well at Livingston. They passed it well and you know, so it's just a game where we need to go with a strong mentality and hopefully the wee bit of belief that we get for last week will carry on and, you know, we can start stringing some results together because that's kind of a key to the season now.
Well, in the Highland League, there's not much going on tomorrow because quite a number of the clubs are involved in Scottish Cup action.
Yeah, well, we'll run through the Scottish Cup first round fixtures first. Banksadee against Fermartin United, that should be a good one. Andy Shearer, of course, playing against his old side. And I think Fermartin, in good form, will fancy their chances. But Banksadee, you know, they're quite capable of springing an upset in their home patch. Tough one for Cove Rangers, they're away to Bonnie Rigg Rose. Up at Dudgeon Park, it's Brewer Rangers against Clyde. Bucky Thistle, Highland League leaders, although they've had their lead at the top cut to 3 points after they dropped a couple of home points to Fraserburgh last week. They entertain Gretna this weekend in the Scottish Cup. Forest Mechanics travel to Cumbernauld. Huntly welcome Spartans and Wick Academy entertain Whitehill Welfare. In the P&J Highland League, just the three fixtures. The pick of them is Turriff United against Fraserburgh. And as I said, Fraserburgh got a good point at Bucky last week and they can close the gap between themselves and Fermartin in fourth place to just a single point if they win at Turriff. Elsewhere, it's Keith against Inverurie Locos and Fort William, who are bottom markers at home to Devon Vale.
Well, it's also Scottish Junior Cup action, second round ties. That's when it's an absolute multitude of games. Benburb, Glasgow side, they host Dice. Stonehaven, the league leaders in the Super League, they're one of three All North ties. They're away to Burghead Thistle. Devon side, they go to Carluke Rovers. Colony Park, they host West Super League leaders, Kirkintilloch, Rob Roy, a real tough one for them. Nairn St Ninian, they're down at Downfield. Dufftown at home to Pumferston. East End versus Lochie United. Forest Thistle travel to East Kilbride Thistle. Cooter, they've got a quite short journey at Forfar West End. Newmacker United away to Gart Cairn. Hall Russell United at home to Mabel, who are not doing too well in the Ayrshire League, so hopefully Hall Russell can come through that one. Inverness City, they are also at home to Scoon Thistle. Isle of Ale against Fochabers is an all-First Division West clash. Lewis United play Rosyth at the Sports Village. Fraserburgh United go down to Lunkerty. It's Maud against Spey Valley United in the third all-local tie. Hermes, they're away to Newmains United, and they'll be confident of going through there, but Gourglen Tanner got drawn away to Pollock. That will not be an easy one for them. Longside, they're also away at Trenent and Aberdeen University, also on the road at Kelty Hearts. In the McBookie.com Super League, one tie there, Bankery St Tiernan against Newborough Thistle. In the First Division East, it's Buckenhaven Hearts against Cruden Bay, Sunnybank against Stonywood Parkvale, and in the First Division West, White Hills against New Elgin. Andy, of course, Andrew, it's no rest for the Dons because we've got Celtic up after tomorrow's game, Celtic up next Saturday for the lunchtime kickoff, but in between there it's a visit down to Hamilton to play on the artificial surface against Accies.
Yeah, it's going to be a really busy spell between now and Christmas and the winter break for Aberdeen. I think at the moment we've got something like 7 league games scheduled for December. That could possibly go up to 8 if we reach the Betfred Cup's final on the 27th of November. So yeah, very busy for the Dons, and I think we just want to keep this winning run going. I mean, we spoke at the start of that very busy week that we kicked off at Dens Park about how important it was that we got victories that week. We did that. We followed it up with the 2-4-0 league successes. Now we've got the semi-final tomorrow, and then the league games start coming thick and fast once again. And that's the way players love it. And the fact that we've got such a good strong squad now, we can afford to have a bit of rotation to give players a wee bit of downtime. We've got Ryan Jack back fit again. That's, as the manager said yesterday when he was speaking to the press, it's like an outside the transfer window new signing coming in. So that's all good for Aberdeen, and everything's just motoring along in the right direction.
Absolutely. And Dave, as well as getting to a cup final, a win tomorrow followed up with a good result down at Hamilton would set us up nicely for the visit of Celtic.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. As Andrew alluded to a moment ago, it's all about momentum, isn't it? That is such a key word, particularly at such a crucial stage of the season. We're really on a roll, aren't we, with a back-to-back 4-0 victories, 5 wins in a row. We just need to keep it going, just keep things boiling over. Looking at the quality of the squad, I think it's probably the strongest squad that we've had for a good number of years. We've got options up front. We've got options at the back. We've got a much better goalkeeping setup as well.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for the Friday Sport team. Fingers crossed for tomorrow. Come on, you Reds. We're back same time next Friday. Bye-bye.